With me in studio to chat about this is Bev Cohen, who is an executive member of the Union of Jewish Women. Bev, thanks so much for coming in and joining us. If we can start with Brain Boost, what exactly are you boosting? Minds, moods, or both?
Thank you, Paula, for inviting me to be on your show. I have to tell you, I'm so passionate about this project. I mean, we've been running it, as you said, for it's actually close on 9 years, I think, or 8 years. But we realized 8 years ago that there was a need in the community for us to organize a place where we can bring our people who have got the onset of dementia, Alzheimer's, or any other brain injury to a place where they feel safe and secure. And on the flip side, just to give the carers a bit of respite.
And are there a lot of people who would fit in that definition?
Yes, unfortunately there are. I also do believe there are a lot more people out there who maybe don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
So it's very sad, it really is. But honestly, we have the most wonderful mornings. We really and truthfully do.
So what would be a typical Brain Boost morning? Is it crossword puzzles, memory games?
Absolutely. They come in and we offer them whatever they'd like to do. Word searches is their name of the game. But we have different levels because a lot of our people are at all different levels. And we've got puzzles. We give them, some of them like to do building something. So just to get to settle them in, they do what they like to do, and then we start our program.
And what's a typical program?
So we start off sometimes with exercises because they love to do exercise. As long as there's music going, they're very happy. And then we start with our cognitive games. We do like memory games, how many words from. That's one of their best. Opposites, name five, name three, odd one out. I mean, the world's our oyster. I've learned so much from this.
Are you one of the ladies who facilitates?
I'm one of the facilitators.
Because I can see the way you're talking. You're really into it.
I absolutely sit for hours trying to find things to do. And they absolutely love it. They even ask to take homework with them, basically. You know?
Where does it happen?
So we have a group on a Tuesday morning at the Union of Jewish Women from 10 until 12. And I do actually run other groups at other places, but not part of the Union of Jewish Women.
And then I know a second project is baby bags. You're testing me with all these B's.
Yeah, I know. And my name's Bev.
Baby bags, Bev, is another long-running initiative. What kind of items go into these bags and who are they given to?
Okay, so these bags are amazing as well. This project's also been going sort of as a Mandela Day project about 9 years ago. And into these bags I try and put new stuff in, like 0 to 3 month baby grows, beanies, socks, vests. You're testing my memory now. vests, blankets, nappies, a fluffy toy. For the moms, we put in sanitary towels, biscuits, a bottle of water. We put in wet wipes. We put in Bennett's bum cream. And whatever else our very, very generous community donate to us.
And who are the moms who receive them, and from the feedback you get, what kind of impact does this small act of care have?
Well, the moms we deliver to are basically in the hospitals. We actually go to Edenvale. That's become our like little place to visit. The moms there are so overwhelmed. They really and truthfully are. Just to see that smile on their faces. I mean, I do remember one story. We went to deliver a bag in Soweto to one of the clinics. And a young girl had come in from Mozambique. They say she actually had walked into the clinic.
Wow.
And all she had was a tea towel wrapped around her baby. So when we gave her this bag, I mean, she thought she died and gone to heaven. She was like bowled over. She really was. And I have quite a few. I have a young lady that comes from Eldorado Park that runs an NGO that takes the bags, trains her ladies, advises them on what about pregnancy. And at the end of every course, she gives them one of our baby bags.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, we get delivered to Hillbrow Hospital, to a lot of the Flourish Foundations, women that run these similar program to that NGO. They also train moms, and they give them a bag at the end.
I can answer the question I'm about to ask you. There must be a massive need.
No, it's never enough. And, I mean, we only do it every 3 months because it's quite a costly project.
Mm.
And if I could do it every month, I would absolutely love that.
And then, Bev, there's another project, another B, bracelets for the widows of October 7th. How did that project come about?
So it was so interesting because my daughter lives in Toronto, and she actually sent me a flyer that the Jewish community in Toronto were doing. It was the most amazing bracelet. They called it Bibas beads.
Oh, from the little kids.
In memory of the Bibas family. So we thought, oh, this is wonderful. And I thought, if Toronto can do it, so can Johannesburg.
Definitely.
But I thought we'll do it a little bit more simplistically.
Well, I'm not going to quote that. Let's just say we can do it.
We can. We didn't make it as fancy, I have to be honest.
Okay.
I'm actually waiting for mine to come from Toronto. It's supposed to be arriving this weekend.
Oh, I got one of your bracelets. I'm not wearing it today. So, yeah. But I love it.
It's really
and
pretty.
And, you know, every time you look down at your wrist, it's a
exactly.
nice reminder.
Yeah, it really and truthfully is. So I found Twist & Co, who were amazing. They helped us design it. We kept to the orange, and then we put on the butterflies because one of the little boys loved butterflies, and a heart for the mum. And that's how we proceeded to sell them.
And
the money we raised, people bought the bracelets, obviously, for themselves. And then we bought extra bracelets, which we donated to the widows in Israel. Plus, we also gave them a cell phone pouch with a lovely message on, you know, saying that we really admire you. And I can't remember the wording that we put onto it.
I can imagine it.
Yeah.
And how did you make contact with the widows?
So Cheryl Unterslack from Devote, she's been amazing. And she delivered them for us. And we've got wonderful thank yous from them, and she's hoping to go again after Yom Kippur.
I actually have seen some of the photos. I mean, the widows almost seemed surprised. I mean,
it's just
a gift that they weren't expecting.
Yeah, all three projects are just so close to my heart, and I just love what I do.
If someone listening wants to buy a bracelet or get involved in one of your projects, how can they do that?
They must just phone the Union of Jewish Women, 011-648-1053, and speak to Vanessa or Tarda, and they will put them in the right place. Right direction.
So if anyone wants to have a brain challenge,
come and join it. Especially those lonely people out there.
There are a lot of
lonely people, and they don't, you know, they just need to come and see what a wonderful morning we do have.